But I was just about to get to some simple formulas that I recommend in my book, and I just want to give it to people right here. It's real simple. What I find is very effective is every morning you start with a very nutrient-dense shake on days that you want to do this. I do it every day. And it just makes me feel great, creates lasting energy. It's real inexpensive. I call them superfoods. More and more we're hearing about superfoods. These are certainly not all the superfoods, but this little combination is simple, and you can start experiencing increased brain chemistry right away. And you know, in terms of antidepressants, just for a moment, because this is the natural way to produce serotonin and dopamine, just exercise itself 3 times a day is 6 times more effective than any antidepressant has ever proven to be. Just because even if exercise is not even sugar-burning exercise, at least you're stimulating your lymphatic system, which is cleansing the body so more oxygen gets to the cells, and then when more oxygen gets to the brain, you can produce more dopamine and serotonin. So here's a shake that people can start with in the morning. And the morning is most important because that's, particularly for women, that's when you're going to produce most of your serotonin. And it's also a time when men produce dopamine, but more critical for women what they eat for breakfast. And when women eat a very high carbohydrate breakfast, it's not good for them.
But
when women are on this Atkins diet, and I'm not saying all, but my own anecdotal experience and going around the country, you know, I teach these seminars all over the place, thousands of people, and I'll be signing all these books. And women will come to me, and they'll be on their antidepressants, and I'll ask them, well, what's their diet like? And they say, oh, my diet's really good. I've lost all this weight. And I said, what diet? They go, the Atkins diet. And my anecdotal evidence is that many women, because they eat too much protein, they will start getting depressed as well. And I explain that in my book. That's
so. Wait a minute. Now, you just said too many carbos, they get depressed.
That's right.
Too much protein.
You have to have a balance.
Okay. All right.
You have to have the balance in there, and your carbs need to be non-refined carbs. You know, what women eat for breakfast is a pastry or something, or a bagel. If you're going to have your bagel, have a piece of turkey with it. Have an egg on top of it. You need to have some protein with it. But you don't want to have just protein, and you don't want to have excess protein. But you do want to make sure you get this super formula for breakfast. That's why I recommend a shake, because you can control and balance the nutrients very easily in a shake. And there, first you need a protein. And the best protein I found is whey protein. Soy protein is poison. Don't give your children soy milk. Please, I raised my child with soy milk, thinking it was a better alternative, and just damaged her digestion. Did the research. It's now proven that there's ingredients in soy that ruin your digestion or can ruin your digestion. And, of course, we always look to the Orientals because we say, look how healthy they are. They eat soy, but they eat fermented soy. They don't eat soy powder. Like we do.
Okay, didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a real key one. And women will tell you they get bloated and they get gas, and that's because their body can't digest it. And if they do it all the time, it's just going to break down the digestive system. And the key to producing serotonin is you have to be able to digest those proteins and combine them with the fat that then produces the brain chemical. So whey protein, my experience, has been the very, very best.
But isn't that from wheat?
No, whey is a byproduct of milk. When they make cheese, they were actually throwing away whey for a long time, and they make buttermilk out of it as well.
Okay,
and then they discovered the weightlifters discovered whey protein would build muscle very quickly, and so that was a whole other industry. They were just throwing it out before, and now they can sell it. And then they got into processing milk whey, and they created something called hydrolyzed milk whey, which is not what I'm recommending. As soon as you do hydrolyzed, when you see that on there, that can easily cause the indigestible, cause mucus reactions, and it doesn't produce the ideal brain chemistry. It will build muscle, though, if your body can tolerate it. So just milk whey, which is not hydrolyzed, that's a great protein, has the amino acids that the brain requires to produce dopamine and serotonin. Then you've got molasses as your sweetener. Now, molasses has all the minerals that they take out of the sugar that we eat. And people have to realize, if they drink a Coca-Cola, for example, they're generally, a 16-ounce Coca-Cola has got about 80 grams of sugar in it. That's equal to 20 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, my God.
And people should take 20 teaspoons and just put it into a cup one day. This is how much a child
just
drinks.
Just drink it. Yeah,
yeah, just in a Coke. And if you go to the 7-Eleven, you get a big gulp. You know, you're talking about twice that. It's just, this is what's causing, you know, all besides the mineral deficiency, this is exasperating the problem of ADD and ADHD and low serotonin in our children. Because when these sugars go into the body, the refined sugar in such massive quantities, what happens is that to burn the sugar, minerals are depleted out of the body to burn the sugar. If you had the whole sugar, the molasses, then the minerals are right there with the sugar so your body can burn it more effectively without depleting the body and the brain of sugar. So the molasses is a great source of minerals, blackstrap molasses. You can start with a teaspoon, gradually work up to a tablespoon, but it's pretty intense, so it should be enjoyable, this drink. An apple, put an apple in your drink. For women, the ideal amount is about 12 grams of whey and about 18 grams of whey for men of protein, 12 grams of protein in the whey.
What is that, a couple teaspoons?
Yeah, that's actually about that's about a tablespoon if you take the milk whey. They'll tell you, they'll show on the thing how much
the
scoop
package.
Is. Yeah,
all
this
right.
is just rough figures, but women should have a little less protein than men. So you got your molasses. Your apple provides, it's amazing. Apple has tremendous vitamin C, which is great for the brain, and apple also has calcium, pyruvate, which helps to activate the metabolism. It also has fiber. Apple is just a super food. And then you add into there a few almonds, like three or four almonds. And the almonds have, stuff, we're just hearing about HGH. Well, almonds have arginine, which is proven to stimulate the precursor to stimulate the pituitary gland to produce HGH. So you put some almonds in there, and you get some, go to your store and you get flax, or you can buy pre-ground flax and store it in the refrigerator. And for men, take about a tablespoon of ground flax. That's going to be your omega-3. You're going to get your omega-3 and something called lignans, lignans, which help develop more vitamin B in your gut, because you need to get your B vitamins as well in order to produce dopamine and serotonin. That's why people feel so relaxed when they have B vitamins, is that B6 is the vitamin that helps the brain produce serotonin from the enzymes and the omega-3.
Can't you get something, John, that has all this mixed in already?
Well, yeah, I say this because, I want people to know that they have the power to do it. I have, through my website, there's various products that I recommend. I don't splash it on my website. One of the products I like is a company called Isagenix. You have to sort of hunt a little. There's a section in my website that says, love right, eat right. And you go to that, that's right on the front page, but then you'll go to that and you've got a whole first chapter of my book, Diet and Exercise Solution, and then there's a little commercial for some products that I recommend, which do have most of these ingredients in them.